Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live in the Odyssey app. Wherever you may be, you can take us on the go. Join us right now is our pal Chris Doering, former Gator, former Redskin receiver, now an analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. What's up, Chris?
He would argue, by the way. I'll speak for you here, Chris. You're never a former Gator. You're a Gator for life. Right.
Yeah, although I'm not sure I want to claim the 5-7 season we had last year, but I will. No, I'm always a Gator, and it's been a little bit of a tough run, but I'm hopeful with what Coach Napier's been able to recruit here recently that they'll start to get on a run and maybe get back to having a little bit more of a presence in the SEC and college football in general.
Is there quarterback next year? Is it Mertz? Is he back again?
Yeah, Mertz is back, man. And Alex, you know, we probably talked this time last year about, you know, what was happening with the transfer portal and all. And I thought, you know, Graham Mertz was one of the least exciting additions through the transfer portal in the SEC. But a lot of people probably had him in the top, in the top four or five players, quarterbacks in the SEC last year. So I think he was maybe one of the top two or three impactful guys through the transfer portal. And to have him back, along with DJ Lagway, he's the highly heralded recruit that Florida signed to the class that is the bridge, I think, to the future. So, yeah, Mertz is doing a great job so far in spring at helping Lagway acclimate. And, you know, I think it's Mertz's team this year, but they'll have an opportunity to get Lagway some reps. And I don't know that anybody has ever been as tied in the last 10 years to one particular player's success like Billy Napier will be tied to DJ Lagway's success.
Well, you're an SEC guy, all right? Mm. And we've been talking about what the Commanders are going to do at two. Some people like Drake May, like myself. Some people, a lot of people love Daniels, like you and like other guys here on the show. I remember last year, before championship week, we had you on the show in December, and you said, Jaden Daniels was the best player in college football. And technically you were right. He won the Heisman. So talk to us about what you like about Daniels. He obviously had a bomb year. Now he had two NFL first round receivers. It helps. But yeah. talk about what you'd like about Jaden Daniels and do you think Washington should draft him at two?
It's funny because, you know, I just mentioned Graham Mertz. I don't think there's a position that's benefited more from the transfer portal than the quarterback position in general. And Jaden Daniels was one of those guys, kind of like Graham Mertz, when he came over from Arizona State. It was less than awe-inspiring. And, you know, the beginning of his career at LSU was kind of just average. You know, you had some moments of some good plays and some moments of some bad plays. And then all of a sudden, about midway through the season, he was down here in Gainesville. This was the 2022 year, and absolutely started lighting it up. His accuracy throwing the football, particularly on third down. I want to say he converted like 10 of 16 third downs and was making throws down the middle of the field, down the sideline, that had this accuracy that you hadn't seen before. Something clicked in him, you know, whether it was being more comfortable with the plays that were being called, whether it was kind of just having it all figured out at the same time. But he was able to add this passing accuracy along with great athleticism that everybody knew he had and he became this next level quarterback. And heading into the season last year, I thought he was the best player returning, best quarterback returning in the SEC, and certainly he not only proved that, but proved that he was the best player in the country, winning the Heisman Trophy last season. You go back to that Alabama game. He just makes you have to defend differently. He was a killer on third down with his legs. So you kind of have to account for his running ability. And when you do have that extra player down in the box, if you choose to use the spy or whatever, it leaves more one-on-one opportunities on the outside for receivers to make plays. And that's what he was able to take advantage of. You mentioned the receivers. He had Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. will both be first-round picks here coming up in April. But that offense really started to figure things out when he was able to get the accuracy piece down. And I thought that there's very few quarterbacks that have the running ability that Jaden Daniels does, along with the understanding of the offense and the ability to throw the ball with the accuracy that he had the last year and a half.
I was trying to remember, does he remind you of anybody that you played with? Maybe it was with the Steelers. I think you played with Charlie Batch. I mean, I can't really comp them. Does he remind you of anybody you played with when you were in the NFL?
Nobody that I played with necessarily, but I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson, but I do think he has that type of running ability that, again, forces the defense to always be aware of what he can do with his legs when plays break down. I mean, you're almost better keeping him in the pocket than you are, you know, flushing him and getting pressure on him to where he can, you know, break contain and then use his legs to run. So I think what Lamar Jackson does to defenses and his ability to run the football, whether it's in the called QB run game, whether it's in the scramble stuff, that's kind of what it reminds me of. And I think Lamar Jackson had a similar type of jump where he kind of figured things out throwing the football and became a much more dynamic passer, much like Jaden Daniels did a year and a half ago in his 2022 season.
Is he... So when RG3 was here and his rookie season was phenomenal, some of the criticism was that he was a one-read guy. And is Jaden Daniels similar to that, or does he process the field well, in your opinion?
No, I think he does. I think he processes the field very well. You know, I think he knows where to go with the football. One of the things that you go back and watch the tape for what LSU offensively did last year, couple different things that they would do. They moved their receivers around. They'd get some matchups that were favorable. They loved the slot fade, which was a highly productive throw that Jaden Daniels made time and time again for big plays. I think they also did a nice job of getting Malik Nabers matched up in the backside of a 3-by-1 set. So being able to read, you know, where the safety was and understanding where the matchups were favorable for him was something I thought he did really well last season.
So when he is in the pocket, do you feel like in the NFL, obviously teams are going to try and keep him in the pocket, all right? Because if he bounces, like he did in the Alabama game, when he bounced, he killed them. But when he was in the pocket, he didn't crush them. Now, they didn't get to him a bunch. I think they sacked him once. But do you feel comfortable at the NFL level that if he's just sitting there in the pocket, he can hurt teams rather than when he bounces outside, that's where he really gets them?
Yeah, I think that's what you have to do, is you have to prove that you're a quarterback that can make throws within the structure of the offense, within the pocket. They did not sack Jaden Daniels much in that Alabama game, but the game changed when they did hit him. You remember that penalty that sack that hit ended up being a roughing. I don't think it was a roughing the passer penalty, but it became this big controversy on whether it was targeting or not, and Jaden Daniels ended up leaving the game, and from there it was a totally different ball game with Alabama being able to pull away after Jaden Daniels was out. So it is it's a situation where I think he can become more dangerous when he does break the pocket, but I do think that he can make the plays within the structure of the offense that you have to have your quarterback make in the NFL. And I think the one thing, just going back to that point, that I get a little nervous about, he's not the biggest guy. He's kind of slight in terms of his stature, long, skinny guy.
Yep.
Does he have the durability to take the hits that he's going to take? Every time he tucked the ball, you were praying for him to either step out of bounds or slide, and it always seems like he was taking an awkward hit. So that would be the one thing that I would be concerned about, is that slight stature and his tendency to take hits that, you know, are much more impactful to the body in the NFL than they were in college football.
Yeah, I mean, LSU listed him as 6'4", 210, but he didn't do the measurables at the combine. So, obviously, at the pro day, he's going to do that. So, do you think he'll be 6'4", and 210, or do you think he's going to – he's probably trying to put weight on, but –
Yeah, he probably, you know, that's one of the things we saw last year from Bryce Young. You know, right. He put some weight on and kind of answered some of the questions that scouts had about his size and potential durability. He's every bit of 6'4", but I think, again, the concern is how much weight is he going to be able to carry and what is that durability like with his tendency to take those hits that are not the same at the next level as they were in the SEC.
Right.
The scary part is just the collision. Somebody described him as like Johnny Knoxville. You know, like, yeah. Does he not know how to – did he play baseball? Like the big thing with RG3 is he truly didn't know how to slide.
Yeah. And yeah. That I think that's one of the things they're going to have to work with. And you know, I think the competitive nature in guys sometimes prevents them from knowing when to slide. And I think that's one of the things you have to figure out as you get to the next level. It's like you want to gain everything you can gain, but you got to come back and live to play the next down. And I think Jaden Daniels is the ultimate competitor. He does take awkward hits a lot of times. It reminds me a little bit of Hendon Hooker was the same way at Tennessee, like kind of a longer guy, a little more thin, but ended up having the season-ending knee injury on a hit that he took towards the end of the year against South Carolina two seasons ago. So I do think that's one of the things whoever drafts him has to get with him and say, hey, we love the way you carry the football. We love what you're able to do in making guys miss. But if you have the opportunity, you gain the first down, let's step out of bounds, let's slide, let's come back and play the next down.
Joined by Chris Doering, former Washington wideout, current analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. You touched on some of Daniels' weapons, and Brian Thomas Jr., I mean, just an athletic freak. He posted the best relative athletic score in LSU history at the NFL Combine, and we know the athletic freaks that have gone through that program over the years, so that's saying a lot. Like, are we sure he's not the equal of Malik Nabers or maybe even potentially better down the road than his running mate there in Baton Rouge?
Well, I think the stats would tell you he was an equal last year. Go back, he had more receiving touchdowns than Malik Nabers did last season. So he was the guy that was making a lot of the big plays in the passing game down the field in the first half of the season. He is a matchup issue because of that size and length and his ability to go up and get the football. I think he does a nice job of using his body to create some separation as well. But I'm a Malik Nabers guy. I think Malik Nabers deserves to be higher in the hierarchy and the receiver rankings for this upcoming draft. He's still very raw when it comes to his route running ability. Wins a lot because of what he does athletically. But I do think as he learns to run the nuances of playing receiver in the NFL, I think Malik Nabers potentially has more upside than what Marvin Harrison Jr. does. Now, that's not a smack against Marvin Harrison Jr. I played with his father. I think a lot of what Harrison Jr. did at Ohio State. But for me, I think with the upside and the untapped rawness of what Malik Nabers is able to do right now, I got Malik Nabers a little higher than Marvin Harrison Jr. in the receiver rankings currently. Brian Thomas Jr. right there, though. I think both those guys are going to be first-round picks, as I said a little bit earlier.
Just to ask you about somebody who got a lot of buzz at the combine, Joe Milton. So Joe Milton played quarterback, Tennessee. Guy has a cannon, physical freak. And I'm trying to figure out, why was Anthony Richardson hyped so much that he became a top five pick, but Joe Milton isn't regarded in the same way? It seems like they have a lot of the same tools and size and arm strength. What's the difference?
Yeah, I think arm strength is where they are very similar. I don't think Joe Milton or anybody else has the same athleticism that Anthony Richardson does. I mean, I think that's where you separate those two right there. I think also with what you saw from Richardson at Florida, he was very young in terms of his overall age. He was very young in terms of his quarterback development. Had only started a handful of games at Florida before going to the NFL, whereas Joe Milton, he's had an opportunity to start at Michigan. He's had an opportunity to start at Tennessee. I love his attitude because, remember, he's been replaced a couple different times and just keeps coming back and trying to learn from – guys that end up getting the opportunity. Or Hendon Hooker, as I mentioned earlier, was the guy that actually replaced Joe Milton at Tennessee, and those two became best friends. They were roommates. Really showed the attitude that you want, and very different from what you see in college football these days, when quarterbacks get beat out and they're ready to hit the transfer portal and go somewhere else. I thought Joe Milton had a nice career. I think everybody kind of wanted a little bit more with some of those measurables and the arm strength that he has. But anytime you have the size and you have the throwing ability that's just the pure arm strength that Joe Milton does, scouts are going to be enamored with him. And I think the difference is the athleticism that Anthony Richardson has versus Joe Milton. Very good athlete, but not the freak that Richardson is.
All right, CD, also, you know, coming out of the SEC and George is Brock Bowers. Now, his numbers dipped a little bit this year. He didn't have Stetson Bennett throwing to him. He had Carson Beck in his first year. But still, the overall stats in 3 years, Bowers had 31 touchdowns in 3 years, if you include the rushing. So, and he also had the injury this year. So I could see, like, maybe the Chargers taking Bowers at tight end. He'll clearly be the first tight end taken, first rounder, mid-first rounder, I'm guessing, at the latest. But talk about Bowers. He's 6'4". I'm guessing he's probably close to 250, but runs like a receiver. I think he's going to be really good in the NFL. So talk about him, and where do you think he'll go?
It's funny, isn't it? Because this was a guy that a lot of people back in the middle of the season were talking about him potentially being the number one pick overall. It's certainly a guy that everybody had in their top five, and his numbers have dipped a little bit. You've seen him back towards, you know, 10, 11, 12 in a lot of people's mock drafts. This guy is a matchup issue, though, and I think the problem has become, you think about Kyle Pitts getting drafted out of Florida a couple years ago in the top five, hasn't necessarily manifested himself into what everybody had hoped. And some of that has to do with the offense and the lack of real consistency at the quarterback position there in Atlanta. But I do think Brock Bowers has been hurt by a couple of those really highly selected tight ends that haven't panned out maybe to what you have to have in terms of return on investment from a top five pick so far. But I love Brock Bowers. He's one of my favorite players the last 3 years in the SEC. Burst on the scene as a true freshman. He's a guy that really is a do-it-all kind of threat. He's a great receiver, and they used him that way, split out. A lot of times they put him on the backside of a 3-by-1, creating some issues in coverage there. He has the ability to put his hand on the ground and block as an attached tight end. But it is his versatility. You saw him at some point even line up at the running back position. Georgia was thin last spring at the running back spot, and they were primarily using him in that position. They use him on the jet sweep stuff. So he's dangerous with the ball in his hands. He creates issues in terms of how you're going to address him with your personnel. You try to cover him with a linebacker, you're going to get beat. You put extra defensive backs on the field. He can move guys in the run game well enough to create an advantage there against the smaller secondary guys in that sort of matchup. So I love Brock Bowers. I think he's going to be highly successful. I do think that whoever gets him, if it is in the 10, 11, 12 range, is getting a real value at that point.
All right, before we let you go, just to circle back, do you think this – Chris Dorian thinks the Commanders should take Jaden Daniels at 2 over Drake May.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Golly, man, it's crazy because I love Drake May as well. I think this is a really interesting conversation with those three guys, Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels. But I would say yes, just because of the running ability and what he can add in terms of that matchup issue. So I think I have Drake May a little higher than Caleb Williams. Drake May, I think, is my favorite coming out, but I would probably, you know, maybe go one, two, Jaden Daniels, and three, Caleb Williams in that quarterback ranking, in my opinion.
There you go. All right. Good stuff, man.
Thank
always,
you.
Appreciate always, you, boys, man. Always, I miss y'all.
Yep. Yeah,
all
man.
Right. We'll be in touch before the draft. All right, bro? Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Talk to y'all soon. All right, bye.
Chris Story, SEC Network.
We got another guy who's on Drake May.
Love All right, it. Coming up at 8, we will get back into the Commanders with Ben Standing from The Athletic, so keep listening. Cakes here with the perfect play. Look, with Thompson Creek Windows, your home remains sealed against leaks and keeps those outrageous utility bills in check where they belong. They've made the windows in their own local factory for over 40 years. Thompson Creek outworks the competition from design to construction to installation. This play is a no-brainer. Save money, save time, save 25% now during Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Call Thompson Creek today at 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com to take advantage of their biggest sale of the year.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.